Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Cut down day in the NFL, so you will see a lot of news from around the league, including some names that will be cut today. Deontay Johnson released in Cleveland. Look, he's a receiver at this point who's got to be still in his 20s. Obviously, he's had some good seasons, the seasons he had in Pittsburgh. But last few years struggled. Where was he last year before Cleveland? Was he in Baltimore last year?
I believe that's true.
He was in Houston last year.
Oh.
No, he was three teams last year. Carolina, Baltimore, and Houston. He had some issues, if I recall, last year. Washington, though, right now, Noah Brown's their number two. I thought it was interesting what Sean Springs said about Noah Brown, that he is, a borderline number one, that you need two number ones. I don't think most of us would view Noah Brown as a number one. I don't view him as a number one, but I do think that he developed some chemistry early in the season with Jaden and would have been a big factor had he been healthy down the stretch. All right, 301-230-0980. I was asked this morning, doing a radio hit, what's the best case for Washington in 2025? And I said, the Super Bowl. And I believe that. What do you think? 301-230-0980. Eric in Winchester. Thanks for holding, Eric. Go ahead.
Kevin, I definitely agree with you that, winning the Super Bowl would be attainable for us. I mean, if you look at the schedule, it's the first year we've ever been able to look at the schedule and go, I think we can win every game. I mean, obviously we won't win every game, but it would be hard week to week right now as the team is constructed to go, as you, over the years, you would look at the schedule and go, we'll lose this game, we'll lose this. I mean, I really believe that we can win. You look at them and you go, I think we'll be able to win every game. You know, in the moment you'll think, but obviously we will lose some games, but that's pretty amazing for us to literally at this point, before the season starts, you start looking at the schedule and you go, well, we should beat them. It's hard for you to look at it and go, we're going to lose a game. Obviously we will, but
yeah, I know.
You're a fan.
You've said that a few times. I don't look at the schedule and just say win. I mean, it's so hard to do. I do think that they're going to be more likely than not favored in a lot more games than they are underdogs. And I think, when they look at the season-long point spreads, I think Washington was favored in like 13 of the 17 games, mm-hmm. something like that. Maybe it was 13-3 with one game that was even. We have no idea what it'll look like when we get there. I would certainly think that, week two on a short, turnaround to Lambeau won't be easy. I think Kansas City on a Monday night's not going to be easy. I think, two Philly games at the end of the year, a Detroit team at home. I don't know you just don't know really. Every year we say the same thing. It's like you think you got it figured out even early in the season and things change so dramatically. But this is the best, obviously, we've all felt about this team. It's the highest expectation level we've ever had. It's the most anticipation for a season since, I think Kevin in Arlington corrected me, and I think accurately so. I thought it was since 2000 or maybe 2012, but he said the Gibbs season in 2004 was really the most anticipated, but for different reasons. In terms of the opportunity at hand to compete for the Super Bowl, we were in the NFC Championship game just 7 months ago. I think almost to the day, 7 months ago. And they're going to be one of the teams people think has a chance, and I think that's best case. I don't think it's a reach at all. Thanks, Eric. Let's go to Rob in Frederick. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, you were talking about home field advantage. I remember in 87, we went in as a wild card or something, and we ended up with the home field advantage because the number one seed got knocked off.
49ers,
we beat the Bears. Yeah. Yeah, so there's always that possibility. And the other thing is, I think we're a little better at corner than we was last year. I think Amos has got a little better head on him than St. Jude's, because St. Jude's would always come up with a stupid penalty at the wrong damn time.
Yeah. Well, I think the key defensively is, first and foremost, they got to be better stopping the run. You know, we've talked a lot about this, but it's like Jacobs in week two, Genty in week three, Bijan in week four, you know, Hampton and Najee Harris in week five. You know, you get to down the road, Gibbs, you got to face Barkley twice. You got to face Achane, just, all, you know, Aaron Jones. They're just a ton of running backs and quarterbacks on their schedule this year. Maybe they're not there by the time you get to that game, but last year, they had a problem stopping the run. This year, it could really cost them games, because the number one way to beat Washington going into almost every matchup will be to keep Washington's offense off the field. And if you can run the football against our defense, you can do that, and you can shorten the game. And you know, this is, we talk about the schedule we're facing. We are going to be the team on a lot of schedules that teams and their fans say, yeah, that's probably a loss. That hasn't happened basically forever. Let's go to Lap in D.C. Lap, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How's it going, bro? Good, man. I think, yeah, Super Bowl, man. If not this year, mighty close. And, you know, in the next couple of years, especially since we got Terry for another four more years, which is very key. We've upgraded, as everybody has alluded to, we've upgraded all the positions of need for sure. And then you just have a chance. And I want to see how we are, man, battle-tested within a division, battle-tested with a harder schedule, man. And one thing I can take my hat off on is Jaden, man. He looks really comfortable. You know, his chemistry with the team and Cliff, man, is going to be key. And it looks like he got it, man. So, we're going to see, man. And, you know, with JD5, Kevin, you always got a chance, man. So I'm excited.
That's the way I view it. I mean, look, fingers crossed, knock on wood, do whatever you want if you're superstitious. But if he is healthy, they're going to have a chance in every game they play. I just cannot see a significant, you know, backwards move offensively. Are they going to be as clutch? Are they going to deliver on every fourth down? They were 20 of 23. That's unprecedented. It's going to be hard for them to duplicate that. And that kept a lot of drives, you know, alive. That, I think, accounted for, ultimately, it led to like 100-plus points, their fourth down conversions. But why were they successful on fourth down? Because they have a cheat code at quarterback. And as long as that cheat code exists, then they're going to be pretty successful on fourth down in 2025. But it's also possible, and I pointed this out with Josh Allen's second year of starting. You know, he had a bunch of comebacks, fourth quarter comebacks, a lot of close games in that first full year of starting. The next year, they were so good offensively that they didn't have those same situations that they were confronted with week in and week out. They blew people out. We talked to Bill Barnwell about this last week, and he said that is definitely, you know, one of the things that sometimes when people say, well, they can't, you know, win all those close games, or they can't convert all those fourth downs, they may not have to in 2025. Manuel, go ahead. Manuel's calling from California. What's the best case in 2025? Go ahead. You there, Manuel? Put Manuel on hold. Let's go to Aveen.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Kevin, you're not crazy for saying Super Bowl. And I just go into the season with this mindset. You know, we were a top five offense last season. At the very least, we're going to comfortably be a top 10 offense. So going into every game, I'm thinking our offense is probably going to be better than your offense. And if your team has a good offense, our quarterback is probably going to be better than your quarterback. And he's probably going to make more plays to help us win the game than your quarterback. And I know defense is important, but in the NFL, modern NFL, good offense beats good defense. And you just look at the good defenses on our schedule. The Broncos got smoked when they had to play good offenses like the Ravens, the Chargers, the Bengals. You look at the Chargers defense, they got smoked when they had to play the Buccaneers, the Ravens, and the Eagles. I mean, we put up 36 on the Eagles in the game in late December with only 24 minutes time of possession. And we played pretty well against them in the championship game. We were moving the ball up and down the field. We just couldn't stop turning the ball over. But good offense beats good defense. And, you know, we're a trendy pick to everybody saying we're going to regress and all that because we had an easy schedule last year. But,
others,
you know,
I think it's a mix with them. I mean, we just played the Damian Woody. He said Super Bowl as well. I've heard other people say Super Bowl. But I've heard the step back because of the close games and the fourth downs and the sophomore slump and the whole thing. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, more analytics people will say, you know, step back because it's the easy schedule. But they leave off that, you know, we want back-to-back road games and road playoff games. And our offense probably played the Eagles' defense better than anybody else post-September. So you have that. You have the fourth down luck. I mean, the Bills and Chiefs are always at the top of the league in fourth downs because they have good playmaking quarterbacks. And it wasn't just fourth down. We were a lead on second down, a lead on third down, a lead in the red zone. And then the last thing people say is the older roster. But, you know, I don't think we're relying on Zach Ertz or Lattimore or Bobby Wagner. You know, like if one of them goes down, it's not going to be the end of our team. I think we have way more depth than people think. So I just think those things can be easily debunked.
Yeah, I think a lot. I mean, debunked is maybe a little bit too aggressive, but I definitely think that there is a way to refute a lot of that stuff and a way to push back to say, yeah, that doesn't, you know, regression to the mean or whatever they want to say doesn't apply in this particular conversation, in part because of the quarterback. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, finish it up for us. Best case for 2025 is what?
Best case is this team is 15-2. We beat the Ravens 34-20 in the Super Bowl. That's the best case.
Why don't you lay out the whole playoff run? Who did we beat in the playoffs?
In the playoffs, we beat the first game. We beat Seattle because we got a Venzo loss that we lose to them after we go 8-0 to Kansas City and we lose to Seattle. We beat them 31-17. Then we played the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan's homecoming, and we beat the crap out of them 38-0. Then we win the Super Bowl. After we win the Super Bowl.
I love that you got the whole thing mapped out. Why. This is what
here's
I used to
why.
Do.
But here's the reason why.
Yeah.
Here's the reason why, though, Kevin.
Yeah.
Jalen Lane is going to be that third receiver. And contrary to what people say, Noah Brown is going to do Noah Brown things. He's probably going to get hurt probably sometime either late September, early October. But Jalen Lane is going to be featured. Jalen Lane is going to be featured in the first game when they play the Giants. He's going to be that third receiver. He's going to be so make it so difficult to defend along with Rodriguez and Bill Merritt. You have a running game and a third receiver. It is almost impossible to defend this offense, especially when you got an athletic quarterback like him.
What about McCaffrey at tight end with some bulk?
Well, you got Zach Ertz, but see, they're going to try. See, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to try to take away Terry, Debo, and roll everything over to Zach. But when Jalen starts going off, Jalen Lane starts going off, people are going to say, well, damn. And then you got Merritt, and then you got Rodriguez. See, we didn't have a running game last year. That's the scary part. We went 12-5, Kevin, without a real legitimate running game.
What's the final score in the NFC Championship game again?
38-0
at home over Kyle and the 49ers.
Because what's-his-face is going to have a meltdown in the game. Brock Purdy's going to throw three interceptions. Two of them going to be for touchdowns. But more importantly, Washington is going to be – it's going to be – no one – everybody's going to be banking on a sophomore slump. The problem is what you're going to see is Adam Peters – has pulled off a Pittsburgh Steeler of 51 years ago where the draft of 20 – I called you a month ago, Kevin, and told you, if this team becomes a dynasty, it's going to be because of this year's draft.
The five
I'm
players.
I'm telling you. The five players they got in this draft.
Right.
And I think it's a possibility.
Do you have them losing to Seattle for the first loss because it's a short week coming off an emotional win on Monday night at Arrowhead?
And they're 8-0. And they're 8-0. They're going to be 8-0. And that's going to be an emotional game. They're going to be flat as hell. It's going to be a Saturday game. They'll lose Sunday. That game. They'll Sunday lose night. The last game of the season. Right, on Sunday night. They'll lose the last game of the season with Philadelphia because they won't really need it.
Exactly.
Because they'll have home field advantage. Right.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going, but
Kevin, look, 12-5 without a real running game? With a bad defense. And the defense, I think, will be a top. I think the defense will be a top 15. Top 15, but it's going to be mostly on pass rush. But I'm telling you, Kevin, this team is going to be. This team will rival the 91 Skins.
Because is Jaden the MVP 15-2 and the best team in the NFC? Maybe
It's clearly Jaden.
Yeah.
Clearly Jaden. He'll go from rookie of the year, MVP, and it's unfortunate because I happen to like Lamar Jackson and I like the Ravens. It's just that I think in the Super Bowl, they're going to build this Super Bowl up as the Beltway, Jaden versus Lamar. It's going to be built up like that in Santa Clara. And I think Lamar's going to get off to a rough start because he's going to be nervous. Jaden's going to be calm, cool, and collective. And even though they're going to make a comeback.
What's the weather going to be like? Because it's an outdoor stadium. January, February, Santa Clara. What's the weather going to be like?
Oh, man. Now you messing with me, Kevin.
No, you got the whole thing figured out. I'm curious. Is it a cloudy, wet, damp day, or is it sunny and spectacular?
It'll be somewhat. Look, Kevin, to say they can go to Super Bowl and win it, what is so wrong with
you're not nuts. Well, you are nuts, and I love you for it. You're completely nuts. We all are to a certain degree. But the crazy part about it is that everything you described is possible with this team. It's true.
Well,
I think there's a chance they could be much better on offense than they were last year in year two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do too.
Because you have a running game. And you have a running game, and you got a no-line, and
you got quarterback year two. That's
yeah.
This is a dude that doesn't. You know, he's
Kevin,
not.
Kevin, let me say this. If they put up 30 plus points against the Giants without breaking a sweat, and then they go that Thursday and they blow out the Packers,
here we go.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. If they win two games in blowouts. Jay's a 91.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I'm not pushing back on you other than just having fun with you. I think that there's a chance that this is easily the best offensive team in the NFC this year with the best quarterback. My concern is we got 30-plus against the Giants, and they got 28 in the ball with 2 minutes to go.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think the Giants are going to keep Russell Wilson. If they put up 30 points against the Giants, I think Russell will turn the ball over a couple of times.
Okay.
I think the difference between this team this year and last year they couldn't really depend on the running game. Kevin, you know that. This year is different.
We'll see if they can depend on the running game this year. I like Rodriguez. The rookie looks okay, but he's a rookie.
And I like Ekeler.
All right.
I like both of them, so I think it'll work. Kevin, it's great talking to you, bro. I love you, man.
Good job, Mark. All right, when we come back, Stanford Steve from ESPN. You'll hear Stanford Steve preview the upcoming college football season. We'll keep you posted on the cut down to 53, so keep it here all day long. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. You can watch us on our YouTube channel. Just hit the like button and the subscribe button when you get there.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.